Would you just take a look at this corner for a moment?
大家请你看看这个角落。
I think a third of the church here is young people.
我想三分之一我们教会的人都在这个地方。
Did you think you're going to have a young preacher or something?
你们是不是觉得今天会有一个很年轻的这个牧师来讲道？
Well, I am.
是我是很年轻的。
It is always a joy to be with you, and it is an honor to be with the young people that we come to visit, try to share some things with them. They're so important, and we need to cover them with prayer. They're not going to be perfect. They're still in the works. God's still working on them. But we as a church should love them and encourage them and pray for them till they know they got somebody who has their backs.
真的是每一次来到你们当中都是非常喜乐，也是我的荣幸，每一次能够来到这边跟大家分享我们的信息。在刚才我跟大家指出，在我们当中这许多的年轻人，他在我们当中是很重要的，也是很珍贵的。那我们当然，我们在我们这个成长的当中，我们都会犯一些错误，我们都会走偏路。但是很重要的，我们做父母的或者是教会的会众，我们需要来为我们的年轻人祷告，把他们放在神的手里，让他们来带领他。
And I know you say amen to all that.
因为我知道你们一定会回应 amen.
You feel stronger than even I expressed it. I know.
因为我知道你们对在他们这些年轻人比我更有负担。
Well, I've been thinking about this truth probably for a couple months.
我对今天要讲的这个真理，我大概已经想了好几个月。
And I gave it a name, life's illusions.
我把它的题目称作为生命的幻象。
You know what an illusion is?
你知道这个幻象是什么吗？
There's optical illusions.
这个常常是视觉上的一个幻，这个是这个幻象。
Things appear one way, but they're really not.
看起来事情好像是这样子，其实是不是这样的。
There's people that go into a desert and they're very thirsty and tired, and the sun's hitting them, and they think they see water.
那么常常我们知道，在沙漠中人，他在这样一个热的这个状态下又口渴，那么他们心里面常常就想到那个水，那他们好像眼睛就看到了。
But it's only illusion.
但是那个只是一个幻象。
One thing about illusions is they always bring disappointment and sorrow.
幻象的真实的那一面，它总是带给我们失望。
So I want to talk to you a little bit about life's illusions.
所以我今天想跟大家分享生命的幻象。
First of all, let's look to the Word of God.
我们先来看看神对我们怎么说。
The book of Proverbs tells us, there's a way that appears right, but in the end, it leads to death.
箴言十六章二十五节讲到说，有一条路，人以为正，之中成为死亡之路。
In Gospel of John and the high priestly prayer of Jesus.
在约翰福音下一个地，约翰福音十七章第三节，这里讲到说
，Now this is eternal life that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And then in the first epistle of John, chapter 2.
那么在约翰一书第二章里，
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desires pass away. But whoever does the will of God lives forever.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，父爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，比今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Now life's amazing.
生命是真的是奇异的。
And there's been two things that have happened to me recently that really showed me the amazing nature of just life.
最近在我身上发生的两件事情，对我来讲真的是让我再一次感到生命的奇妙。
First of all, we recently celebrated a one-year birthday of our youngest granddaughter.
那么第一件事情，也就是我们最近庆祝了我们最小的一个孙女儿的一岁生日。
Her name is Adeline Grace.
她的名字是 Adeline Grace.
Now keep in mind, Grace.
那么你注意到她的名字是 Grace, 恩典的意思。
The reason that this is amazing is not she's my granddaughter.
当然，这个奇妙的事情不仅仅她是我的孙女。
She is, by the way, the sixth grandchild.
她是我第六个孙子辈。
The little Adeline Grace was born about 2 months premature.
那么她出生的时候大概是早产了两个月。
And for the first month of her life, she lived with feeding tubes and all types of lights on her and just the whole works.
那么在她生命里面的第一个月，她是活在所有的这些医疗的这个设备里面。
So to see her reach the 1 year mark last weekend, so happy, so vibrant, so healthy, it's amazing.
所以能够在她的第一这个一岁的生日看到她那么活泼，生命的那么奇妙，真的是让我感到非常的这个生命的奇异。
And my son-in-law and daughter had her dedicated at the church last week, and I spoke at the church, and they had a picture of Addie when she was just born.And the way she is now, and it's traumatic. It's a dramatic how different, how amazing it is that God could bring a little life and make it healthy.
那么我的儿子跟媳妇，也就是这个 Grace 的这个爸爸妈妈，那么上个礼拜在他们的教堂里面，就是为献了这个奉献礼，把他们的这个女儿奉献给神。那么在这个墙上也这个打出了他们这个 Grace 的这个照片，你就看到她的成长是多么的奇妙。
Now the Grace in Adeline Grace's name came from my grandmother.
那么她的名字 Adeline Grace 是从我的这个祖母的那个名字传下来的。
And my grand and did I say my grandmother?
Yes.
I meant my mother.
Okay.
Her grandmother. And her grandmother.No, it's her great-grandmother. Come on, let's get it straight here. How old am I? Anyhow, her great-grandmother is named Grace Margaret. And so they use that name in Adeline's name, Grace, from her great-grandmother.
所以我孙女的名字 Grace 是从她的曾祖母那么从她的名字里面也是叫做 Grace, 所以她就用曾祖母的名字取成她的名字。
And here recently, my mother, Adeline's great-grandmother, passed away.
那么最近我的母亲，也就是我孙女的曾祖母，最近也去世了。
She was 96 years old.
她去世的时候是96岁。
She lived a long life.
那么她活了很长的一段时间。
Her grandparents came to the United States from Ireland back in the 1800s.
那么她的祖父母是从爱尔兰来到美国的。
So that gives you two extremes: one entering the world, one leaving the world.
所以我的这两个故事就讲到生命的两个极端：一个进到这个世界，一个离开了世界。
Now, I grew up in the 60s.
那么我是在60年代。这个成长的。
I'm not that old.
我还没有那么老。
But it was an unusual time in American history.
但是在美国的历史上，60年代是一个很特殊的时期。
It was a time of liberty and freedom and hippies and free love and all that.
那么在60年代，你们熟悉的话，讲到的是什么？都是讲到自由，讲到自己的自由，讲到要开放、解放，然后讲到是个是很多的嬉皮。那么对生命是讲究的，就是要自由。
And there was a young woman who wrote a song during that time.
那么在那个时期，有一位女士写了一首歌。
Her name is Joni Mitchell.
她的名字是这个 Joni Mitchell.
And the song was entitled Both Sides Now.
那么那个英文歌的名字是说，我想不要翻好，就是这个 From Both Sides Now.
And I'm not promoting the song, but I just want to quote something from this song.
我并不是在这里要来这个特别来提唱这一首诗歌，但是这个里面的歌词讲到的是我今天讲要相向的。
She said, "I've looked at life from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all."
那么这首歌里面有一段的歌词是这样讲的，他说。 在生命里面，我曾经从两头来看，
and that,
从上到下，而且我看了以后，我对生命对我来说仍然是一个幻想，因为我现在回头去看，我还仍然对生命还是看不懂，还是不知道怎么回事。
And that captures the disillusion and the confusion and the lostness of that generation I grew up with.
那么这首歌里面的那个歌词就讲到，在我成长的那个世代里面，对生命的迷失，对生命的这个不了解，尤其是对生命产生的很多的幻象。
Life without God becomes an illusion.
那么生命若没有神，就成为了一个梦想。
And I want to look at some of these illusions.
那我想跟大家来分享，我们来看看这个生命的梦想。
First, there's the illusions of time and mortality.
那么第一个我们想要看到的就是时间与死亡的梦想。
Should I go on?
Yes, the next one. 再下来。再下去，雅各书四章也不知道，那在不对了，不对了。OK, go ahead, go ahead.
OK, we'll go ahead. In the Epistle of James, chapter 4, verse 14, he poses this statement. He says, "Why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while." And then vanishes away.
所以雅各书四章十四节讲到说，其实明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
And I told you this before many times in our Bible study. I'll hold my hand up like this, and I'll ask international friends, "What is that?"
所以每一次我们在这个有这个查考圣经的时候，我就问这些国际的学生，我在生命里在圣经里面找到这一点点的，问他们说这个到底是什么意思。
Besides being about 10.5 millimeters,
也许是零点一个这个毫米。
That is your life.
那个很可能就是你的生命。
Compared to eternity, your life is just brief.
因为对永恒来说，你我的生命就是那么一点点。
Now, I know none of you will say you're going to live forever.
我知道你们没有一个人会说你们会永远的活着。
You're rational enough that each one of you realize life is not forever.
因为你们每一个人其实都很合情理的，你们知道你们不会永远的活着。
But the problem is we live like we're going to live forever.
但是问题是我们活着好像我们会永远活着一样。
I realize it's not healthy to think about dying all the time, but you could die tomorrow.
也许会有人觉得这个忌讳讲到说人好像不会永远活着，但是你有没有想到明天可能就是你死亡的日子？
Not one of you can guarantee you'll be alive tomorrow.
因为没有一个人能够保证我们明天仍然活着。
If you could picture this in your mind,
如果你能够在脑海里面想这样子。
There is a great wall in front of all of us.
在我们的面前有一扇这个高大的墙。
The wall is the interface between time and eternity.
那么这道墙所隔着的是时间跟永恒。
And every single one of us is rushing toward that wall.
那么我们在座的每一个人都向这个墙茫茫的冲去。
You don't have a sense of moving toward it, but you are.
虽然我们有时候感觉不到我们是向那个墙冲去，但事实上我们是向那道墙冲去的。
You don't realize it, but the surface of the Earth at the equator is spinning at 2,000 miles per hour.
事实上，地球在从赤道来这个测量的时候，它是一小时要走2000英里的，但是我们却感觉不到。
You don't feel it. I don't feel it.
你我都没有办法感觉到。
And the Earth is going around the Sun at the speed of 6,000 miles per hour.
那么事实上，地球是绕着这个太阳每个钟头6000英里的速度在这个运转的。
And so, just like the immensity of space sort of neutralizes the sense of speed, so time tends to get us to the place that we don't realize. I'm traveling toward a destination.
就好像在浩瀚的宇宙当中，我们就没有办法感觉到那个速度或者是那个移动。 那么同样的，当我们在向着这张墙走的时候，我们自己也感觉不到。
You need to stop and think about that.
但是你需要停下来想想。
Because the one thing that will destroy you,
因为很可能一件事情会让你毁灭。
Is for Satan to convince you.
那就是让撒旦这个来说服你。
You have plenty of time.
让你觉得说你有很多时间。
And that's the way he's doing it, friend.
这个就是撒旦一直在我们当中的作为。
Plenty of time.
让我们觉得我们还有好多时间。
Yes, there's that wall out there, but you've got plenty of time.
是的，那扇墙确实在那里，可是你有很多时间，不必着急。
No hurry to get right with God.
他说你不需要这么快，现在就在神面前要是对的。
And yet that is one of the most absolute certain things about every one of you.We are going to eternity.
那么这个在我们当中，事实上，世界每一个人，也就是说，我们是要面对那个永恒的那道墙。
In addition to the illusion of time, 1 John chapter 2 gives us some illusions.
那么在约翰一书第二章十五十七节这个地方，那么约翰就告诉了我们，讲到有三个这个梦幻。
We read it, and I'm not going to read it again, but there's three illusions that John gives us.
那么这里讲到有三个这个幻觉。
He called it the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
讲到肉体的这个情欲、眼目的情欲跟这个今生的骄傲。
Those are three illusions.
这是三个约翰在这里提到的幻想。
The illusion of pleasure.
那么讲到我们这个欢乐的这个幻想。
If it feels good, do it.
如果你感觉到很好，那么就去做吧。
Why do you think things are happening out there the way they are? People are in love with pleasure.
为什么你觉得在我们身边发生的这些事情？因为在我们身边的人，他们都是因着欢乐而去做。
Now God has given us the ability to enjoy pleasure.
是的，神却给我们这样能力，让我们能够享受欢乐。
You see, everything that God gives us, the devil counterfeits it.
你要知道，当神给我们任这个一个祝福的时候，那么撒旦就会来给我们一个反面的东西。
So he takes something that God has given us to enjoy, and he says, "This needs to be your God."
所以他就把神所给我们能够享受欢乐的那个能力，撒旦告诉我们，你要去崇拜、敬拜，把这个我们神给我们的能力当作神。
That generation of the 60s lived like that.
那么六零年代的那一些人，他们就是这样的来生活。
And many of them that sang at Woodstock and had the applause of the crowd were dead before they were 30 years old.
那么在六零年代那些疯狂过着嬉皮生活的那些人，很多人在三十岁以前，他们就丧失了生命。
If you make pleasure your God, it's death.
如果你来敬拜你这个生活中的这些欢乐的时候，那么在神面前你是已经死了。
Then there's the lust of the eyes.
那么当然还有眼目的情欲。
The illusion of materialism.
那么也就是因为物质让带给我们的一个幻觉。
Now again, God has given us a wonderful gift.
那么同样的，神也给我们这样的祝福。
He has given you ambition.
他给你的这个欲望。
To work hard.
那么这个欲望是要来努力的工作。
To do your best and to gain material things.
是要将你最好的或者是做的最努力的来赚取一些这个事物。
You thought I was going to tell you it's wrong to have material things.
你大概觉得我会告诉你说这个物质是错的，是不好的。
But dear friends, what Satan does, it takes what God gives us and turns it around.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个就是撒旦最会做的，就是把神所给我们的祝福转变成是我们的神。
And he says, make those material things the most important thing in your life.
撒旦这样告诉我们说，把神给我们的祝福，把它当作你生命当中最重要的事。
Listen, young and old alike, there's something that is most important in your life.
在座不管是年轻或者是年长的。
Something you want more than anything.
在我们生命当中，什么是最重要的？
It's what you dream about the most.
那也就是你在你的梦想中想到的事。
You think about.
你想到的事。
And deep down in your heart, you realize if I could have this, My life would be just grand.
你的内心会这样想，如果我能得到它的话，那么我的生命，我的生活是多么的满足啊。
But go ahead and get it.
但是你就去追求把它得到。
And it'll slip right through your fingers.
那它会从你的手掌中就这样滑掉了。
You'll get it and open your hands and there's nothing there.
你用手去抓，抓到的时候你打开你的手，里面却什么都没有。
And it's a life of emptiness.
那是因为那个生命里面是完全是空虚的。
Then there's the illusion of the pride of life.
那么同样讲到这个空虚，就是我们骄傲的这个空虚。
It could be called the illusion of self-worship.
那么这个可以讲到是自我崇拜的幻想。
Now God has given us the ability to respect ourselves.
那么神给我们的能力，让我们来尊敬我们自己。
To seek to be better than we are.
那么常常我们是要来改进，使我们自己变得更好。
So not all pride is evil.
并不是所有的骄傲都是邪恶的。
Some people need to take some pride in things.
有些人是需要有一些自我的骄傲。
But this whole idea that it's all about me.
但是如果讲到这个全在乎我的话，那就不太对了。
The world revolves around me.
好像这个世界只有围绕着我在转。
Everything that's important is about me.
因为所有重要的事情都是跟我有关的。
It's really self-worship.
那么这个就是自我的崇拜。
They say one of the characteristics of the greatest generation of World War II.
那么很多人提到在二次世界大战那个世代的人，他们的特性是。
Were that young men and young women realized there was something more important than they were.
那么在那个世代的年轻人，他们所能够想到的事情就是说，除了他们自己，还有更重要的事。
Now I'm not saying war is great.
我并不是讲说战争是很好的。
And I'm so glad that we're not in a war, and I hope you never have to be in a war.
那么我也很庆幸我们现在不是在征战当中，我也希望以后永远没有征战。
But there has to be a choice that I'm going to live for something more than me.
但是在我的生命当中，我必须要有那个选择，就是除了我自己之外，还有更重要的。
Satan brought pride to this earth from hell.
那么你知不知道撒旦从地狱把骄傲带给了我们。
Jesus brought humility to this earth from heaven.
但是耶稣却从天堂把谦卑带给我们。
True humility is not just saying I'm no good, I can do nothing.
真正的谦卑并不是讲到说哦我不行，我什么事都不能做。
The most humble statement was made by the Apostle Paul.
那么最谦卑的这一句话，那么是保罗所给我们的。
He said, I could do all things.
他说我能够做所有的事。
Through Christ.
在耶稣基督里。
Who strengthens me.
因为他给我力量。
That's humility.
那个就是谦卑。
Complete dependence on the Lord.
是完全的依赖仰望主。
Now the conclusion of the matter is this, that the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is passing away.
那事实上这些讲到的肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲及今生的骄傲，这些都会过去的。
But I thought even more about this, and I thought there is even an illusion of religion.
但是我在往深处想的话，我想到事实上还有宗教的你这个所带来的幻象。
Now follow me in my thinking on this.
那我想你跟着我的这个思绪来走。
Much of religion is man lifting himself up to God.
那么世界上所有的这个宗教都是把人的地位提高到与神同等。
This is the religion of Cain when he brought his offering to the Lord.
这就在是这个该隐的所带给我们的这个宗教，就是把他自己提升到跟神同等。
It's the religion of the Tower of Babel that built its tower up to heaven.
这个同时也是巴别塔所带给我们的宗教，人在那个时候要建一个高塔能够通天。
It was a religion of the Pharisees of Christ's day.
那么同样在耶稣的时代，那个是法利赛人带给我们的宗教。
And the common approach of just about all religions of the world is this.
那么在大多数这个宗教里面，他们所共同的这个想法跟做法是这样的。
What do I need to do to make myself acceptable to God?
他说我需要做什么，我才能够得到神，或者让神来接受我，或者让我值得他的爱。
How can I make myself worthy of His love?
我要怎么样做，我才能够让我觉得这个值得那个神来爱我？
Now I know this because before I was a Christian, I practiced religion.
我是这样知道，因为在我这个成为基督徒之前，我就是这样想这样做的。
My religion is somehow to make myself acceptable to God, to go to the church a number of times, light candles, burn incense, different things that I thought would make me good enough for God to love me.
那么在之前，我就是这样想这样做。我觉得如果我能够去参加这个教会的这个崇拜，如果我能够点几根这个蜡烛，烧一些香，就让我觉得我自己这个够好，值得上帝来爱我。
But Jesus turned that completely upside down.
但是耶稣帮助我把这样的想法完完全全的这个改变了。
It is not us getting up to God.
因为不是我们去找神。
It is God who came down to us.
是神从天降下来寻找我们。
For God so loved the world, He gave His Son.
因为神爱世人，他将他的独生子赐给我们。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
因为这个道成的肉身住在我们当中。
He came down to us and loved us before we loved Him.
他从天降到人世来爱我们，而不是我们去爱他，是他先爱我们。
So what Jesus brought is something completely different of the world's concept of religion.
所以耶稣所带给我们的教导与这个世界上所教导宗教所讲的是完全相反的。
Jesus told us what the only source of eternal life is.
那么耶稣告诉我们这个永生唯一的来源是什么？
It's to know God and to know Jesus Christ His Son.
就是认识真神以及认识他的儿子耶稣。
Simple as that, to know God.
就这么简单，认识神。
The perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross is the only sufficient basis of our salvation.
那么耶稣基督在十字架上所完成的，也就是我们来到神面前唯一需要的这个基础。
If you lived a thousand lives and did everything that religion demanded of you, you would not pay for one drop of the blood of Jesus.
即使你活了一千次，那么也做了无数的这个好事，也抵不上耶稣为我们所流的一滴血。
He is a free gift.
他是我们给我们白白的礼物。
The only acceptable response is to humbly receive it in faith and obedience.
我们唯一值得来到他面前，对他有这样的回应，也就是我们的这个信靠跟顺服。
To know God is to enter into a love relationship. We choose to trust Him and obey Him.
那么来与神建立这样的关系，也就是必须要信靠顺服，与神同行。
What's interesting is that man has been deceived by life's illusions, but God offers reality.
那么这个很明显的一件事情就是人提供我们的都是一些谎言。
Think about,
不管经过什么宗教，但是神却带给我们真相。
Think about this. Instead of the illusion of time, He gives eternal life, a life that never ends.
你这样来想想看，神所给我们的是永远不结束的生命。
Instead of temporary pleasures that fade away, He gives everlasting joy.
那么，与其他所给我们的是暂时而且会消失的这个欢乐，他带给我们的却是永恒的喜乐。
The book of Isaiah says this, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
在以赛亚书三十五章十节讲到说，并且耶和华救赎的名必归回，歌唱来到锡安，永乐必归到他们的头上。他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
Instead of the emptiness of materialism, He gives us abundant life.
所以，与其他给我们的是一些空虚、渺幻的这个喜乐， 他所给我们的却是这个更丰盛的生命。
John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full.
约翰福音十章十节讲到是说，他给我们丰盛的生命。那么盗贼来，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Instead of the vanity of pride, he gives us the humility of Jesus.
So, 与其是骄傲的这个虚荣，他给我们的是耶稣的谦卑。
Matthew 11:29,
马太福音十一章二十九节。
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就得安详。
Now, I don't care how long you've been a Christian.
我实在是不在乎你是基督徒已经多久了。
You're not immune from life's illusions.
但是你的生命，你的生活不能免于生命的幻象。
So we must constantly come to Jesus.
所以我们必须时时的来到耶稣面前。
We must choose day by day to take his yoke upon us.
我们必须要常常担负他给我们的轭。
To trust him, to obey him.
去信靠，去顺服他。
And find never-ending life, everlasting joy, abundant living, and rest for your souls.
所以我们到他面前要来寻求那个永不会结束的生命，那个永恒的喜乐，以及丰盛的生活和灵魂的安息。
So it's quite clear the choice.
所以这个选择事实上是很简明的。
The illusions the world offers you.
是世界所给你的幻象
or the reality that God offers you.
或是神在真里面给我们的真相
You need to choose.
你必须要选择
And I hope even today you will make that choice. I will take the Lord.
所以我希望即使是在今天你也会做这样的选择我会选择我们的主